Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Ted Hinckley, and in studio, I've got Price City Councilman Lane Miller, and that means it's time to talk about Culture Connection. Coming up this week, it's Los Hermanos de los Andes, definitely a local favorite. We'll talk about that, and this one's going to be pretty busy. You're going to want to get there early. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Lane and Ted, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be here. Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Let's first start with Lane. We're going to start with you, because I heard that the last Culture Connection with Mesozoic was one that people weren't there probably are going to feel really bad about. I mean, it was a great, great evening of great music, wasn't it?
Fabulous music, a huge crowd, over 200 people. But the best part was the motorcycle entrance. It was low speed, nobody tipped over, and it was so fun.
And Lane got to ride, and that's why he's talking about it, because he didn't tip over.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Mesozoic for just a moment. A great band. As I said, I was downtown and I heard it. I didn't attend, but I heard it, and you looked like you were packed, and there was a lot of people there having fun.
A lot of people dancing, and that's a good sign when you get people up and rocking, and there was a lot of rock music going on. That was the best part for me.
You know, you don't want to sell it short or, you know, oversell, but it seems like Thursday nights, the Peace Gardens is the place to be.
It is. It's getting more and more so, and wait till you hear about the next one. We're building steam. We started out a little bit slow, but I think we've got a head of steam, and we have to thank Ted for that. Ted, well, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
So let's talk about who we've got this week. Los Hermanos de los Andes. They are a local favorite, and Lane, we were talking about them before. You said 25 years they've been performing, roughly, you're thinking?
Yeah, I would guess, because it was back when I was doing nine-mile tours through Carbon Rec, and we were doing mountain bike tours and mountain bike festivals. They came to 9 Mile, I think, a couple times. They even came to the San Rafael Swell at the head of Sinbad and performed. So they have been playing in Carbon County for as long as I can remember, and that's why we keep bringing them back, because they're just terrific.
And Ted, I'm going to kind of turn it over to you for just a moment, kind of give people an idea of what they're going to hear when they go hear Los Hermanos de los Andes this week.
Right. And, you know, like I say, it's as I've started doing stuff for Price, people, everyone knows who these guys are. They love them, but they play the pan flutes. Those, do you know what those are? Those pieces of bamboo that are cut to different lengths. And in their show, up to three people play those at a time, and then it's kind of guitars. And have you guys ever heard of a charanga?
That I have not heard of.
That's a tiny, it's almost a ukulele-sized stringed instrument, but they have like 12 strings, and they play guitar chords, charanga. And they just get up. People just love this group. And everywhere I go in Carbon County, everyone's just like, oh, you know, we love those guys. And I think one of them lives there. He works at the college. I wish I had their names, but one of them lives there. And they just play, you know, music that, you know, music, it transcends, you know, and so. So it's not what you're used to hearing, but everyone that goes enjoys it.
Well, and that's what I was telling Lane when he was talking about, you know, they playing in 9 Mile Canyon and the San Rafael Swell and everything. If any group on this list from the Culture Connection this year screams that it needs to be played outside, outdoors, and enjoyed in an outdoor setting, I would say it's these guys, wouldn't you?
I mean, they're just, you know, it's, you know, that we use microphones to kind of bring it to the people, but if they were just on the street corner, they'd kind of sound the same, and there's just a kind of a universal feeling to it that you just, like, you instantly feel like you're crossing a culture and experiencing a different culture, but it's the music part of that that brings you together that's so fun.
And they're really fun to watch. They love what they're doing, and they portray that, and the audience catches it.
And the other thing about them being acoustic, you know, I've always said this, and this is my personal opinion. I don't know how you feel, Ted, or Lane, how you feel. If you're going to play acoustic, you better know what you're doing, because you're bare playing acoustic, aren't you? Or do you kind of feel that way, or would I be wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. These guys are very, very good musicians. This is a very specialized thing, and so therefore, I think it's a group of six people. These might be the only six people in Utah that are experts in this genre of music.
That's a good point. I'll bet you're right.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it at all. So once again, that's coming up Thursday night. It's Los Hermanos de los Andes. Lane, let's jump into the details of it. You're saying this one, you're going to want to definitely, we say it all the time, get there early. But this one, you're going to want to get there really early. And why is that?
That's because there is a rural schools conference in Price. And all the attendees have been invited to Culture Connection. And there will be extra food trucks. The people who are attending from the conference will have a food voucher. And so we very well could totally fill the Peace Garden. So get there early, pick out your favorite piece of shade, and make sure you have a spot ready, because it's going to be packed. Guaranteed.
You were saying about 4 to 5 food trucks is what you're planning
yes.
on. And 6 o'clock, we always tell people to get there at 6. That might not be early enough.
Well, who knows? I know the food trucks will be ready, and we have Coyote Well Coffee coming again. They've turned into a real hit.
I saw that they'll be down there. So
yeah.
Once again, that's Thursday down at the Peace Gardens. It's Los Hermanos de los Andes. Get there early. Food trucks right around, you know, get there before 6. Of course, the things are going to kick off around 7. And this is going to be another great Culture Connection, a great evening there outdoors in the Peace Gardens. Ted, what do we got on tap coming up? We were just talking that there's not that many Culture Connections left. We got two left in the month of July. So give us a little clue or a little taste or tease as to who we're going to be talking about the next time we meet.
A week from Thursday, we have Foxy Grandpa. They're a rock group, kind of on the pop side, and they just play stuff that's fun. So if it was something in the 60s, they'll pick the fun thing. If it was something in the 80s, it was a fun thing. If it was the 90s, just the fun stuff. They just like having fun, and you'll see it. And then, you know, I got a guy coming. He comes out of Colorado. He's from England, Rupert Waits, and he is a guitar player, singer, and very talented, very good guitar player. He plays alone, but I think people are really going to enjoy him. So,
all right, so we've got those two left on tap for the month of July. We'll talk more in depth about each of them when they come up. And then, of course, we're still going to get together, too, and we got to talk about all the great music that's happening for International Days that you've been a part of. Ted, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. Lane, same with you.
You bet.
But get on out to the Culture Connection this Thursday night and enjoy Los Hermanos de los Andes. Gentlemen, thank you so much once again.
Thanks, Dave.
For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.